Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Master of Jazz on the stage and behind the broadcast microphone. That was English-American pianist, composer, and writer Marion McPartland with the tune Dripping with Kansas City Good, Strutting with Some Barbecue, off the 2011 CD After Dark. Marion was the very memorable host of her own piano jazz radio show on NPR from 1978 to 2011, and I've said this before, we have all learned so much from her. She kicks off an hour that we will use dedicated to the story of the book by author Carolyn Glenn Brewer, Changing the Tune, the Kansas City Women's Jazz Festival 1978-85. And over this hour, we will hear the story from the author, backed by music from the musicians that played there. So even though the potential passage of the Equal Rights Amendment cracked the glass ceilings around the country, in 1978, jazz remained a boys' club. But two Kansas City women, Carol Comer and Diane Gregg, set out to challenge the standard with the support of jazz luminaries like Marion and Leonard Feather. The annual Kansas City Women's Jazz Festival came into existence. In fact, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Carolyn discussed how it all started for her.
Well, actually, I was doing an interview about the Kansas City Jazz Incorporated Festival that was in Jam Magazine. I was doing an interview with Carol Comer for that, and she said, well, you really ought to be talking to me about the Women's Jazz Festival. And I'd kind of forgotten about that one. So I said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. So that became my next article, and it became very apparent very quickly that trying to condense it all down into about 6 pages for a local magazine wasn't going to work.
With all the festival's success came controversy. Egos clashed. Seasoned players unexpectedly clashed with newcomers. But for 8 years, the show carried on and made the world of women in jazz more powerful. And we will get to know the story more and the players that were involved. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of the finest women in jazz, from Molly Hammer to Megan Birdsall to Ida Macbeth, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of the best tunes from women of jazz that were the shining stars. From the Brazilian jazz singer Flora Purim, we move into the next tune, Maria Moita, off the 2012 CD Flora EMPM, as we move forward.
Nasci lá na Bahia de Mucama, confeitor. Meu pai dormia em cama, minha mãe no pisador. Meu pai só dizia assim, vem cá. Minha mãe dizia assim, sem falar. Mulher que fala muito, perde logo seu amor.
Mulher que fala muito, perde logo seu amor.
Deus fez primeiro o homem e a mulher nasceu depois. É por isso que a mulher trabalha sempre pelos dois. Homem acaba de chegar, tá com fome. A mulher tem que olhar pelo homem e é deitada em pé. Mulher tem é que trabalhar.
E é deitada em pé, mulher tem é que trabalhar.
O rico acorda tarde, já começa a resmungar. E o pobre acorda cedo e já começa a trabalhar. Vou pedir ao meu babalorixá pra fazer uma oração pra Xangô, pra pôr pra trabalhar gente que nunca trabalhou.
Pra pôr pra trabalhar gente que nunca trabalhou.
Acorda tarde, já começa a resmungar. E o pobre acorda cedo, já começa a trabalhar. Vou pedir ao meu babalorixá pra fazer uma oração pra Xangô, pra pôr pra trabalhar gente que nunca trabalhou.
Pra pôr pra trabalhar gente que nunca trabalhou.
Pra pôr pra trabalhar gente que nunca trabalhou.
Orixá.
Pra pôr pra trabalhar gente que nunca trabalhou. Pra pôr pra trabalhar gente que nunca trabalhou.
This is Carolyn Glenn Brewer. I've just written a book called Changing the Tune, the Kansas City Women's Jazz Festival. And you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
was a friend of Kansas City and a legend, pianist, composer, and vocalist Mary Lou Williams with the tune They Can't Take That Away From Me, live in London, and no one took anything away from her. Over her life, she wrote hundreds of compositions and arrangements and recorded more than 100 records collaborating with the likes of Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman. And getting back to Carolyn and the festival, Mary Lou was a big part of it, and she was the reason why it was so unique. Carolyn talks about it all being the first of firsts.
It was the first one, and it was the one that was the forerunner of the whole thing, you know, that really showed women that they could do this. And, you know, there's books about women jazz players, you know, interviews with them or backgrounds on them. But this kind of shows what happens when you put all of these people together and let them create their own thing. You know, that they were given the space and the opportunity, but what they turned it into became something completely unique to that situation.
From the complete cool of hard bop and soul jazz organist Shirley Scott, or the queen of the organ, this is the tune Like Cozy off the 2016 CD Gravy Waltz. And that's what we are doing around here, mashed potato.
Oh, You're listening to Adrian Fenimore, a Hammond organist from New Zealand, now living in New York, on Neon Jazz with Joe Demino.
Kansas City-born trombonist, musical arranger, and composer Melba Liston with the Trolley Song off the 2011 CD Melba Liston and Her Bones. Man, that's a great album title. So Melba was the first woman trombonist to play in big bands during the 40s and 60s. At 8, she was already good enough to be soloing on a local radio station, and at 10, she moved to L.A., and the rest, as they say, is flat-out history. From the pianist and music educator Joanne Brackeen, we bring you another key element of the KC Jazz Women's Fest. This is the tune Charlotte's Dream off the 2008 CD Aft, next on this historical episode of Neon Jazz.
everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the musician born in Trinidad and a classical and jazz pianist along with being a singer, Hazel Scott, with the tune Just Imagine off the 2011 CD Round Midnight. So she went to New York City at 4 and was early on seen as a prodigy. At 8, she was given scholarships to study at the Juilliard School, and she began performing in jazz in a band in her teens and was performing on the radio at 16. Again, from there, she became a star in the world as one of the fiercest female voices in the industry. From a brilliant pianist, singer, and educator, this is Joyce Collins with her trio with the tune Deed I Do off the 2013 CD Girl Here Plays Mean Piano, and that is the truth, and she did it all the time. Next on this very reflective hour of jazz.
Thank you. Hi, this is jazz singer Carrie Johnsrud, and you're listening to Kansas City's very own Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I've neither wealth nor power, but now that you've said you're mine, wherever I go, whatever I do, I'll be doing fine. For I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true, but what care I, say I'll get by as long as I have you.
English jazz and pop singer and an actress, Dame Cleo Lane, or Lady Dankworth, with the tune I'll Get By As Long As I Have You, off the 2014 CD She's the Tops, and she was. Cleo was well known for her scat singing and vocal range. She was a hit in the recording studio and around the festival circuit. From the very versatile instrumentalist and vocalist Carlene Ray, here she is with Blues for Stan off the 2015 CD Blues and Jazz, next on this Hour of Neon Jazz, honoring the KC Women's Jazz Fest. Thank you.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think neon jazz is out of this world.
Thank you.
was the dazzling pianist Barbara Carroll with the tune I Want a Little Girl off the 2015 CD, The Barbara Carroll Trio. So she started her classical training on piano at 8, and by high school, she was dedicated to becoming a jazz pianist. She went on to the New England Conservatory of Music for a year, but left it to get involved in the band circuit. A very big part of the KC Women's Jazz Fest was Leonard Feather, and he dubbed her the first girl to ever play bebop piano. And Carolyn even talked a bit more about what the history of the festival gave women. Have a listen.
Well, if nothing else, it certainly gave them the impetus to continue. It gave them a network of people to contact. One of the things that the festival organizers did was to put together a directory of women in jazz so that people would have this as a resource, you know, to contact people from other cities. It was an oasis. It was a place where they could go and they could play, and they could play on what, you know, the jam sessions. They could audition to be one of the performing groups. It just gave them such a opportunity, and that really stuck with people and really gave them the impetus to go on
From the unmistakable voice out of Kansas City, this is Chris Connor with the tune Mixed Emotions off the CD The Complete Atlantic Singles, 1956-60. Next on this single-fueled hour of Neon Jazz.
When it comes to loving you, I know I shouldn't like the things you shouldn't do, but if you were perfect, it wouldn't be the same. A tiger's not a tiger if he's tame. But when you're near me, I am happy just along with you. But when you're far away from me, I'm awfully blue. You're the bitter and the sweet combined, so what am I to do? I have mixed emotions over you. Sweet combined, so what am I to do? I have mixed emotions over you.
Hi everyone, this is Molly Ryan from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay, reckless too. Carefree mind all the time, never blue. Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, cause it ain't worthwhile. All alone and running wild. No fool of me. No, man, I mean just what I say. I'm not the simpleton I used to be. I wonder how I got that way. Once I was full of sentiment, it's true, but now I've got a cruel heart. With all that other foolishness, I'm through. Gonna play a woman's part. I'm a running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay, reckless too. Carefree mind all the time, never blue. Always going, go nowhere. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, cause it ain't worthwhile. All alone, man.
That was the distinct jazz and blues singer Ernestine Anderson with the tune Runnin' Wild off the 2009 CD The Toast of the Nation's Critics. Joined by the great Renee Thomas, this was a big name and contributor not only to the KC Women's Jazz Fest, but jazz overall. This is composer, arranger, bandleader, and pianist Toshiko Akiyoshi with the tune Strike Up the Band, and she knew how to do it.
Thank you.
that was the great Toshiko Akiyoshi with her jazz prowess on the tune Strike Up the Band. And before we go into the guitarist Mary Osborne with the tune Spotlight, we have a thought from Carolyn on where the world is 40 years after the beginnings of the KC Jazz Festival.
You know, I'm still 40 years, almost 40 years later, I'm running into people all the time and say, yeah, I went to those festivals and that really got me playing. You know, that really, you know, I sat in a jam session and that proved to me that I could do that, and so I just kept playing.
And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend and show engineer, also in the light at the end of the jazz tunnel, Mr. John Christopher of the Neon Beat. And reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We dig you, and we love your stories. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.